I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
The information provided in this podcast episode is for entertainment purposes and is not medical advice. If you have any questions about your health, contact a medical professional. This content is strictly the opinions of Lucas Owen and is for informational and entertainment purposes only. The references, claims, and scientific information linked to any products are only applicable to those listeners who are based in the US. If you are outside the US, this information does not apply to you. It is not intended to provide medical advice or to take the place of medical advice or treatment from a personal physician. All viewers of this content are advised to consult with their doctors or qualified health professionals regarding specific health questions. Thank you for listening to the Boost Your Biology podcast. My name is Lucas Owen. I uncover the most cutting-edge health information on the planet, ranging from hormones, nutrition, supplementation, fat loss, biohacking, longevity, wellness, and a whole lot more. Welcome to the Boost Your Biology podcast.
Welcome to the Boost Your Biology podcast. My name is Huss, and today we'll be diving all things into testosterone optimization with Lucas Owen, founder of Boost Your Biology, and also the creator of the world's first TRT-free protocol, TRTfree.com. Now, I'm super excited because in this episode, you're going to discover how Lucas biohacked his own testosterone to almost 1,000 nanograms per deciliter completely naturally without relying on TRT or any other forms of risky pharmaceutical drugs. This left the doctors bewildered and suspicious of steroid use and how he's able to consistently help men from across the globe to do the same. In this episode, you're also going to discover the real reasons why so many men are struggling with low T in the 21st century, the three fatal testosterone mistakes from Lucas himself, and he's observing from 90% of men are making every single day from around the world, the unspoken dangers of testosterone replacement therapy, otherwise known as TRT, and why guys might want to pursue a more natural approach first. Finally, we'll go deep into the five critical areas men need to dial in if they want to really max out their testosterone. Now, for anyone that is new to listening to the show, Lucas Owen is a true pioneer in all things men health optimization. He's a fully qualified naturopath, a supplement formulator, former professional athlete, and a world-renowned expert in biohacking. His health content is closely followed by globally renowned men's health educators such as Andrew Huberman, Ben Greenfield, Mark Bell, David Asprey, founder of Bulletproof Coffee, Derek from More Plates, More Dates, and many, many other well-known health experts. Lucas's mission is to showcase truly underground health information that 99% of the population has never heard of, to help men take back their greater control of their own health and well-being to flourish. Now, Lucas, how are you today?
Oh, look, I'm doing well, thanks, Huss. I'm super excited for today's chat because It's on a topic that I'm extremely passionate about, and it's an area that I feel like I can help, you know, hopefully millions of men around the world.
Absolutely. Definitely, I know you can. Now, tell me, Lucas, would you mind sharing this topic? Obviously, you've done so much around it and you've helped so many people with it. Would you mind, just for clarification purposes, outlining what is testosterone to those listening and why so many men want it, right? Like, what is it that men with high testosterone are experiencing?
Yeah, so first of all, Huss, I think the best place to start is understanding testosterone, the hormone itself. So we as men produce the hormone from a precursor substance known as cholesterol. Now, testosterone is a sex steroid hormone, and it's one of many that we produce. We produce many other sex steroid hormones. Estrogen is another one. And so really what we want to understand here is that testosterone is a hormone that essentially makes a man feel and function like a man. And so the reasons why testosterone is so so important for men these days is because we're seeing such a widespread decline in testosterone levels. And so those men that have high testosterone levels are the ones that are highly motivated, highly driven, they're confident, they're pioneering stuff in the world, they're able to train hard, they've got good recovery, they've got high libido, a good quality of life. And so you really have to look at it as like the quintessential hormone of resilience.
Wow, love that, quintessential hormone of resilience. All those things you named off there, super excited to delve deeper into how we can get there. That's good to know and clarify. Now, Lucas, tell us a bit more about your story with testosterone and why you got so obsessed with this topic in the first place.
Yeah, so, I mean, my story really started out as a semi-professional football player. I mean, I was always trying to become like a professional soccer player. I had dreams of playing in the English Premier League. I was hoping to become the center back for Chelsea Football Club. And at the time that I was playing, I was always researching and diving deep onto different supplements and different modalities and different protocols that could basically just enhance my performance on the soccer field. So I started, discovering these underground geeky biohacking forums online. And basically what happened was I was starting to realize that if I wanted to have an abundance of energy, motivation, drive, and vigor, and just play really, really well on the soccer field, then I really needed to dial in my testosterone levels. And I really needed to make sure that my testosterone levels were at the highest end of the reference range. So I started implementing various hacks, and straight away I saw some crazy improvements on the soccer field. But unfortunately, about 5 years into my soccer career, I actually got injured. I actually tore my medial meniscus, which actually, shattered my entire identity. And it was at that time that I realized that I was more passionate about health optimization, which basically led me to completing a naturopathy degree. So at one of Australia's leading universities. So I got involved in that, degree. I was loving that course. I was the ducks of my year level. I was the biggest nerd at school. I'd spent, hours and hours and hours researching and completing assignments before lecturers even handed out the assignments. I became extremely obsessed with testosterone optimization.
No, I love that. No surprise knowing you. Isn't it funny, like silver lining, sliding door moment, right? You found your purpose on the other side of what seemed like a tragedy at the time.
Yeah. I mean, like looking at that injury, I mean, that really triggered me to be like, diving into research, understanding hormones, understanding recovery. And a few years after that, that's when I created like my own YouTube channel, basically sharing cutting edge health information. I was also running countless experiments, trying to biohack my way to, superhuman testosterone levels. And really, man, like I spent hundreds of hours researching every corner of the internet. I quickly sort of became overwhelmed trying to keep track of the vast amount of information out there. And I was also struggling to figure out exactly what works and what doesn't. Since when you go on Google, I mean, if you just do a simple Google search, if you look up like how to increase testosterone, like the results that that come up on Google, they're just not that, they're not that helpful. They're, you know, they're very just general. So after that, I basically just like put myself as the guinea pig, and I spent probably tens of thousands of dollars on supplements. And lots of these experiments were like meticulously documented. I was doing blood tests. You know, I wasted a lot of money on things that didn't work, but eventually I stumbled across some pivotal strategies that really actually move the needle. And over the time, I was able to, you know, basically condense these winning strategies into a simple system that, you know, any other guy can pretty much follow. And so I started basically giving this protocol to my one-on-one clients and quickly saw just how effective it was. And, you know, one of the core things that I realized working with my clients is that increasing testosterone isn't actually that hard when you have a structured system to follow. So yeah, that was my, you know, my journey.
No, amazing. And we'll likely get into those areas, I'm sure, later on. So you kind of found what worked for you, applied it to your clients, and they got similar results by the sounds of it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they were also really obsessed with optimizing their health as well. And a lot of my initial clients were actually in a pretty good state of health to begin with. Like they came to me and they were like already pretty, you know, high performers, but you know, they just wanted to max out, you know, every parameter possible. And they came to me because they knew that I was the guy when it comes to testosterone optimization. And, you know, I was able to see guys that started at around, you know, 600 to 700 nanograms per deciliter total testosterone. And I managed to get their levels all the way up to near 1,000 as well. So, you know, it's one thing to talk the talk, but then another thing to, you know, walk the walk.
No, I love it. I love the fact that you make there, right? It's a lot more simplified, if you like, when you've got a proven blueprint and strategy to follow. You've got that clarity, right? Often when you're not directed by a structure, you can lose your way. So, Lucas, why are so many men struggling with their low testosterone, right? We know that levels are plummeting for men at a young age. What's your take on that?
Yeah, so it's a great question. I've been asked this on a number of podcasts, but it's good to just remind some men who are somewhat naive to the topic. In order to understand why we're seeing such a low, more significant decline in testosterone levels, we first need to understand the basic building blocks of how testosterone is actually produced in the human body. So basically what happens is testosterone is synthesized by the Leydig cells in the testes. So that the testes are a crucial component of actually producing testosterone. Now, what happens is there's a signal from the brain to the testes that actually triggers an increase in testosterone production in the bloodstream. Now, remember that testosterone is secreted in the bloodstream and, you know, it travels around the body, but there's no use of a hormone just traveling around the body unless it actually binds to its respective receptors. And these are called androgen receptors, or AR. Now, what happens is in the modern day society, in the modern world, we're seeing environmental factors and assassins that are damaging this crucial pathway, this crucial communication channel between the brain and the testes. So what's happening is there's becoming these silent assassins that are basically hijacking the communication channel between the brain and the testes, which is basically impeding or blocking testosterone production. So, you know, we can get into a number of reasons why this is the case. I mean, if you look at like environmental pollutants, we look at xenoestrogens, you know, plastics, even the sheer fact of being obese or carrying excess body fat. You know, that can impede the production of testosterone because it causes excess inflammation. We can look at highly stressful, you know, lifestyles, lack of sleep or poor quality sleep, nutrient deficiencies. You know, testosterone levels are declining due to a range of factors, not just there's not just one clear-cut reason why testosterone levels are low. There are so many different like assaults and assassins affecting men every single day.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, and I know through your content as well, you've hit it from every angle, and there's a lot there out there that most people can probably access already. But I think what you've really signified there as well is a lot of this is outside of our control, right? Environmental factors. So to empower men with the ability to navigate the new world is super exciting. It probably speaks to those, like the term assassins there. So Lucas, what are the three fatal testosterone mistakes that 90% of men are making every single day that's tanking their testosterone levels?
Yeah, so this is an important point to understand here, Huss. And, you know, a number of men that have, you know, come to me wanting advice when it comes to testosterone optimization, they actually make a range of critical mistakes. Now, the three fatal mistakes are number one, where they source their information. Number two is the mistakes they make using specific supplements. And number three are the crucial nutrition mistakes. So let's sort of start with number one. First and foremost, where they source their information from. So what I mean by this is most men, if they go on Google right now and they search how to boost testosterone levels naturally or how to increase testosterone levels naturally, Google will spit out very basic advice, and usually it's very generic and it's not very helpful. You know, most guys are probably already doing what Google says, which is like, eat well, sleep well, train well, like, you know, train, manage your stress. These are just general basic, it's just basic advice that most guys, you know, won't really gain a lot from. Now, in addition to that, Huss, is most guys then try to, you know, combine all of this different information and they try and put it all together themselves. But what they end up doing is they waste a lot of time trying to, you know, source high quality information. And they also end up doing more harm than good. You know, some guys can actually make some critical mistakes where they, you know, might be accidentally overtraining, they might be under eating. You know, there's things there that could be, you know, an issue when you get just general generic advice from like Google or YouTube. You know, these YouTube bros that are like not educated in health science, that's definitely an important point.
Gotcha. So they get kind of the ideas, but the real specific information they need to apply is not there for them. And so they're wasting a hell of a lot of time and energy where they could be obviously getting better results.
Exactly. Exactly. And also, like, second to that would be, I would say, the mistakes that they make using supplements. Now, don't get me wrong, supplements are very, very effective when you know how to use them correctly, in the right forms and also in the right dosages and at the right time of the day. So when guys are trying to boost testosterone, they can make mistakes when it comes to selecting the right supplements. So that could include buying from the wrong supplement vendors, consuming the wrong dosages, which, you know, you would understand this as well. You know, many supplements, they'll, you know, underdose particular ingredients or they'll use the wrong forms. You know, this can end up being like, you know, a significant waste of money because they'll be selecting or using supplements that actually don't, you know, move the needle, that don't actually have any positive effect on testosterone.
Yeah, no, been there before, absolutely. And you mentioned the third one around nutrition mistakes. Now, this is one that comes up a lot there. What would you say specifically around nutrition you see is the most common mistake people make?
Yeah, so the nutrition side of things, Huss, is a, you know, it can become quite complicated when it comes to, you know, understanding what sort of diet is optimal for testosterone production. Now, this is oftentimes can go in conflict with other, like what someone else's other goals might be. So for example, both you and I know the importance of eating, you know, meat and saturated fat, you know, high cholesterol rich foods like eggs, you know, steak, things like that. These, you know, the nutritional approach for increasing testosterone really comes down to focusing on saturated fats, you know, monounsaturated fats, good quality carbohydrates, good quality proteins, you know, minimal, moderate amount of fiber, And so the main mistakes that we see guys make, number one is actually under eating. I've seen a number of guys that go on, you know, super strict diets. They actually, you know, being in a severe caloric deficit can actually lower testosterone levels. And also being in a state of complete abundance, you know, overeating, you know, and particularly overeating the wrong foods, that can also lead to a decline in testosterone as well.
Now, it makes sense. And I think what you're offering here is, and it's, you're really highlighting the importance of making it unique and personalized for the individual, right? And understanding where they're at a bit more. Now, love that. So I guess we don't want to waste any time, waste money, and we want to apply our energy in the right way. So awesome. So there's a lot of talk at the moment, because I feel like, and we see it all the time, testosterone replacement therapy is the go-to. You know, I've tried everything, well, people's view of everything. Then they go and try TRT, testosterone replacement therapy, at a quite a young age, right? So from your experience working with clients, why do so many guys, or why should so many guys avoid TRT? And what are some of the important considerations to make in regards to applying a more natural approach first?
Yeah, so I do think there's a, you know, time and place for TRT, but I think most guys want to avoid TRT because they don't want to have to rely upon, you know, injecting, you know, 2 to 3 times a week. They don't want to have to rely upon an external hormone in order to feel the way that they want to feel. So that's point number one. Point number two is sometimes the cost can be quite high depending upon what country you're based in. And number three is actually getting a, you know, a script for it, like legally from your doctor. It is so hard to get testosterone replacement therapy in Australia unless your levels are so low. Like, I mean, a 90-year-old level, like very, very low. And this is why I think it's important to consider the natural approach first. So exploring all of the different modalities, which I basically break down in trtfree.com, you know, my entire protocol is best suited to guys who are basically on the verge of going on to TRT. So they're thinking about it. You know, they're probably thinking that's a shortcut, where really, you know, trtfree.com, that entire protocol was developed to showcase and distill the most powerful strategies to boost testosterone naturally.
Gotcha. Now, knowing that so many younger guys are just turning to TRT, there's a lot out there kind of promoting it. Can you delve a bit deeper into why younger guys might want to avoid it? Because I don't think there's enough, we know there's not enough around that, in regards to content around that specifically. Any thoughts on why avoiding it, go on the natural approach first and using it maybe as a last resource?
Yeah, so some other reasons would be, you know, related to the fact that going on to TRT can actually increase your risk for infertility. So being on TRT, that literally can, you know, act as almost like a male contraceptive. It's that powerful at suppressing sperm count. It doesn't completely render it, you know, it doesn't make every guy infertile, but, you know, it will shut down fertility for most men if they're not stacking it with HCG or some other fertility medication. So that's really important to understand. The other part is that it can be a little bit complicated to manage your estrogen. So when guys go on TRT, what can happen is there's a natural process that occurs called aromatization, which is where the aromatase enzyme converts, you know, a small portion of your testosterone into estrogen. And that conversion into estrogen is actually, it's a healthy and normal process. But what happens is if you're injecting or taking exogenous testosterone, that can kind of make that pathway a little bit skewed and make it a little bit more challenging for the body to regulate.
Gotcha. Okay. Awesome insight from a holistic perspective. So that probably speaks to that next point, that in what circumstances, you touched on it, but just for clarity, would you actually recommend TRT? Because, yeah.
Yeah. So obviously, first and foremost, if they've clinically tried a lot of other natural modalities, like they've tried all of the different modalities, and perhaps they, you know, don't really, they're not concerned about having children in the future, And if their doctor actually says, yes, you're able to get a script, you know, you can get it, you qualify for TRT, that's when I think, you know, can be actually pretty useful and pretty powerful and can be life-changing. You know, there's a time and place for every, for all medications. You know, I'm not against TRT. I just think that for the younger guys, you know, 20s, you know, early 30s, you know, early 40s, like there are ways to keep your testosterone levels high, and it doesn't need to be by relying upon, you know, injecting TRT, you know, testosterone.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. Now, I know you've worked with hundreds of clients, but in your experience, I know a lot of your clients were probably looking at TRT before working with you. How many of them, like percentage-wise off the top of your head, have you been able to improve their testosterone enough where they've gone, you know what, I can actually put off the risk of TRT until later in my life?
Yeah, so what happens is, like, if you do a quick YouTube search on how to increase your testosterone, you'll find a million different, you know, different answers. You know, this is part of the reasons why so many men struggle to get the results they're looking for. It's because they're being pulled in so many different directions and receiving a lot of health information that isn't from, you know, a credible source. But what I've found through my own self-research and working with clients is that the five biggest needle movers to attain subhuman testosterone levels are the following. So we got to look at the areas such as, number one, avoiding fatal testosterone blockers. So that's, you know, similar to the assassins that I mentioned before. Number two is mastering sleep. Number three is dialing in your nutrition or diet. Number four is optimizing your training and dialing in your exercise. And then finally is optimizing your environment. These five pillars, if a guy focuses on, you know, conquering and mastering all these five critical areas, they all work together to optimize the critical communication between the brain and the testes. And, you know, this is part of what I developed in TRT Free was the NER method. So this is the neuroendocrine reboot method. So this is the NER method, where what I'm doing within TRTfree.com is I've developed a unique method, the neuroendocrine reboot method, which basically strengthens and enhances the signal between the brain and the testes to create more testosterone. So this is a, you know, powerful method to boost testosterone that I haven't seen anyone else really covering online.
Awesome. And that speaks to what you mentioned earlier, right? In regards to how, from a biological perspective, it all works. Yeah, awesome. So you've covered those five key areas there, which is critical, and they all work in a unique way. Is there any one that's more important than the other, or is that personalized for the individual?
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, if we look at point number one, which was avoiding the fatal testosterone blockers, I mean, you know, these are things like avoiding canola oil, you know, vegetable oil, soybean oil, you know, avoiding using fluoride toothpaste. We want to be avoiding using deodorants and shampoos and conditioners that contain these nasty endocrine disrupting chemicals or these EDCs. In addition to that, you know, even the sheer fact of, you know, a guy, if their testes get too warm, if their testes overheat, this can actually damage sperm cells and even lead to lower levels of testosterone. Even wearing a polyester underwear, you know, polyester underwear can actually cause electrostatic shock that can damage the testes. I cover all of these in greater detail in TRT Free. So that's like they're the fatal testosterone blockers. Then we've got, from the sleep aspect, so mastering sleep, you know, these are things like wearing an eye mask, you know, making sure the bedroom is cool, you know, inclining your bed, you know, wearing mouth tape, you know, optimizing your nutrition before bed. I mean, Huss, you know about the importance of, you know, dialing in your sleep. Sleep is the foundation.
Absolutely. Love the input around that. I've seen and observed and benefited from a lot of this content, but I love those tips there. I think avoiding, a lot of the time we think about optimization from what else we can add to our routine, but I love how you've really highlighted there, avoiding key things that we're doing every day and don't even realize how it affects being optimal before we even go towards doing things from an input perspective. Awesome. a lot of great benefit there. I'm sure the listeners will be appreciated for. Now, tell me, Lucas, we're running low on time today, but for any guy who's listening in, they want to learn more, what should they go? What's the next step? Tell us.
Yeah, of course. Well, for any guy that wants to check out more of my content, they can actually head over to Boost Your Biology on YouTube. You know, I've got a whole dedicated channel there. Otherwise, for any guy that wants to get exact access to my exact protocol to skyrocket their testosterone levels, they can do so by checking it out at trtfree.com. This is what I mentioned before. It condenses everything I've learned over the years into a simple system that literally any guy can follow. And I can guarantee you that, you know, you won't be disappointed with the quality of the content here. I've spoken about testosterone on hundreds of podcasts. I've created hundreds of videos on testosterone optimization. TRTfree.com is the ultimate resource for maxing out testosterone levels naturally.
Yeah. Awesome, Lucas. And for anyone out there who's got, you've dealt with so many unique individuals with different circumstances. If they want to reach out with a question or to engage with you in any way that way, is it best just to add a comment on YouTube or what's the best step for them?
Yeah, so if they want to reach out or, you know, gain access to me, they can do so through IG, DM. They can feel free to email me there. We've also got the support@trtfree.com. So if anyone has any questions about the course itself, you know, they can dive into that. We will make sure that's linked in the podcast show notes. In fact, it may be, I think it's trtfree.com/podcast. So we got a unique link that's set up for this podcast for those listening in. It's trtfree.com/podcast. So they can be sure to check that out.
Fantastic. Love the work you're doing around driving a flourishing human, especially in men's health, Lucas. Thanks for your time today. It's been an absolute pleasure delving into this. Anything, any last point you want to share with the listeners? Or?
Yeah, I just want to give hope to men out there. I really want to just remind them that, you know, if you've tried things in the past that haven't really worked well and you're still struggling with low energy, you know, give trtfree.com a go. Commit to it. Give it a good chance. Mm-hmm. Adhere to the protocols. It's all about compliance. If you follow what I suggest in the course, in the protocol, you will notice benefits mentally and physically. You will see benefits inside the gym, outside the gym, in the bedroom, you know, at work, you know, confidence, well-being. You know, testosterone is a hormone that we need to pay more attention to. And, you know, the guys that I love working with, they're the guys that actually realize just how powerful testosterone really is. So, yeah, thanks so much for today, Haas. It was awesome chatting. It's always a pleasure, you know, discussing hormones, health and well-being with yourself. So that was awesome.